West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Officials say a Carroll County Sheriff's Office deputy involved in a multi-vehicle crash at the Triangle north of Carrollton Tuesday afternoon has been treated at Tanner and will likely be sore for a few days. According to CCSO Public Information Officer Ashley Halsey, the deputy was on his way to work for the evening shift, traveling down Highway 61, Bankhead Highway. A car turned in front of him going into the Wings City Cafe at 2502 Carrollton Villarica Highway. The crash shut down traffic in the area for more than an hour. No report on the condition of the other driver was available this morning. The Georgia State Patrol is investigating the accident. Well, members of the Carroll County Fentanyl Awareness Coalition have tabbed March the 6th for the third annual Carroll County Fentanyl Awareness Summit.
In 2022, we started recognizing an increase in overdose deaths, and we formed our Carroll County Fentanyl Awareness Coalition. But it was because of the numbers. And in 2022, we had 32 fentanyl deaths just in Carroll County. In 2023, we had 29. And in 2024, right now, there's 15 fentanyl deaths confirmed with 17 cases pending. Nationwide, how big of a problem is it? According to the DEA, they seized 80 million fentanyl-laced pills and nearly 12,000 pounds in 2023 coming into this country. That's what was seized, not what got through.
Carrollton Police Chief Joel Richards promoting the summit on Tuesday's WLBB Community Voice program.
Please pre-register. We are going to provide a meal to everyone that attends, but we'd like to have a firm number on that. So register at tanner.org/fentanyl. FentanylStopsHere.com is the Carroll County Fentanyl Awareness Coalition's website. If you go to that, there you can see some stories of folks in our community. You can go on to see people that are in recovery and listen to their story. Some of those will be in attendance. The thing we're doing different this year is we're going to have a panel made up of folks in recovery, family members who have lost someone, medical professionals, and then law enforcement to take questions from the audience.
And that complete Community Voice program is now archived online at Newstalk1330.com. Police last week arresting a second man believed to have been involved in a home invasion and shooting in the River Trace subdivision in Villarica, January the 2nd of this year. More arrests are possible. Villarica Captain Blake Terry says investigators have continuously worked on this case since the event. Terry says evidence shows that the incident was an attempted armed robbery at an address on Remington Court that resulted in gunfire. One of the suspects charged sustained a gunshot wound during the attempted robbery. The two suspects that are currently in custody are 25-year-old Maxwell Moore of Bremen and 32-year-old Jarrett Thomas of Villarica. Both suspects have been charged with home invasion, first degree, aggravated assault, criminal attempt to commit armed robbery, and firearms offenses, among others. Initial bond requests were denied for both men. Residents in the River Trace subdivision were also victimized back in September of 2024 when a drive-by shooting left multiple homes damaged. Three juveniles were charged in that incident with aggravated assault, criminal damage to property, and cruelty to children. Bond has been denied for a Carrollton resident charged with aggravated assault after witnesses say while driving a Nissan Altima, she chased her boyfriend who was driving a moped, her Nissan striking the two-wheeler with the victim aboard on at least two occasions. Police caught up with the two people involved in the altercation on Adamson Drive. The female suspect, identified as Sharon Nicole Moreno Vera, told police she did not speak English and she was not able to provide a driver's license. The victim advised that Sharon was his girlfriend and they had been living together for approximately 6 to 7 months. He did confirm that she did strike him with the Nissan. Vera was transported to the Carroll County Jail where she spoke to a Spanish-speaking officer. She reportedly told police that she had caught her boyfriend bringing another woman inside of their home. She was arrested and charged with aggravated assault, theft by taking, she stole the boyfriend's phone, and driving while unlicensed. A pair of water-related alerts affecting some local neighborhoods today and tomorrow on Watts Road in Bowden, just south of the intersection with Rogers Road, extending to 1250 Watts Road. Customers will be without water through the day today until water lines can be repaired. Bowden water lines were hit by a contractor preparing for the installation of fiber optic cable. Over in Villarica, due to scheduled utility work on water mains stemming from the North Bypass Project by the Georgia DOT, water service in the Dogwood Trace subdivision may be interrupted on Thursday. This includes White Flower Circle, Red Branch Drive, and Flowery Branch Court. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.